Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. The Word of God, God's written revelation, invites you and I to understand that our relationship with God is based on faith. That relationship with God is based solely faith. In Hebrews 11, we are told that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And so, this is the biblical position. This is given to us in Hebrews 11:6. And again, once again, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly, some versions read, diligently seek Him. And so this is vital. This is pivotal. Faith is foundational. If an individual expects or wants to have a real relationship with God, it is based on faith. And notice, faith here is contrasted with human empiricism. Human empiricism is based upon the senses. It is based on narrow human perception. Human perception, which can only see one millionth of the electromagnetic spectrum. Human senses, that is that of touch, which has a very gross motor speed. And so there's also sound and vibration and the hair within the human ear that interprets the electrical signals that go into the brain, so that we say that we see or we hear, we understand, we feel, we touch. So our motor skills, empiricism, as opposed to the wonderful and magnificent power of pisticism, the Greek word in Hebrews 11:1, where faith is pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. This particular word in Greek is a noun of action. That is, it is a word that has the characteristics of a noun and also that of a verb. Agape, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. The word there is agape. It is also a noun of action. God did something. God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Love is a noun of action. Faith, pistis, is also a noun of action. Let me say at this point that in the Greek New Testament, there are very few passive verbs in the writings of the authors of the New Testament. Think about that. And think about some of the translations we read. And understand that when we read these translations, what is going on in our minds, in our hearts? And just think, who is profited by our passivity, by our spiritual passivity? It is incumbent upon us, therefore, to be diligent in our study of the Word of God. I'm going to also add that in the Old Testament, the word faith does not appear. Where the word faith does appear in the Old Testament, it has been imposed upon the text by the translators. Now, having said that, let me add that in the Old Testament, there is no definition given of faith as is given in the New Testament in Hebrews 11:1, which reads, "Now faith," this is Hebrews 11:1, "now faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not see." There is no such definition given in the Old Testament. But what we have in the Old Testament is the demonstration of faith by one's action, that is, by what one performed or did. And so we have a very powerful combination. We have powerful pictures, narratives given to us in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, we have a specific and very powerful definition of faith, what faith is. And as believing ones, you and I are to practice not empiricism, but pisticism. We are enjoined to lean not on our own understanding, empiricism, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will what? He will direct our path. In the New Testament, we are told that we are to walk peripateo, that is, we are to order our steps by pistis and not by sight. Sight is limited. Sight is prejudiced. Sight does not open us up. Human sight, human insight does not open up our lives to wonderful divine possibilities and realities. Empiricism is hampered by human conclusions. We learn through empiricism that we cannot live beyond what we believe. Amen? You and I cannot live beyond what we believe. Then we have this wonderful verse that's given to us in Romans chapter 15, verse 5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, as so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me read verse 4. This is Romans 15, 4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. So, here we are. We have the Word of God in our midst. And we are enjoined by God to become students of His Word so that we might understand how God works in our lives and who God is in our lives. by faith. Hebrews 11, by faith. We read about wonderful acts of faith. We see the paragraphs of faith heroes who believed God, who trusted his word. We read in the book of Genesis that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. In the Hebrew it reads, and Abraham Aman, that is A-M-A-N. And the word there refers to a tent stake. It refers to stability. So Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. This is Romans chapter 3, verse 21. But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. The law and the prophets, of course, refer to the Old Testament. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Let me read verse 22 again. This is Romans 3:22. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. So here Paul is speaking about the imputed righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of Christ gives me a right standing before God. So that I am justified or made right in the sight of God through what? Through empiricism? No. Through my intellectual perception of some of the doctrines of the word? No. But through faith within the sphere of the person of Jesus. But through faith in Jesus, all who believe. And so we have this wonderful verse. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we are told something else wonderful. We're given more wonderful information about God's holy word. And Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians that God blessed us to believe his word. And I love reading it because it is just extremely wonderful. This is what we read. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, listen to this, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. God let his light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. All is through faith. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.